We're back on Fred Nats on Deck, getting set for fourth game of the series between the Fred Nats and the Hill City Howlers. Been a couple weeks, but glad to be joined again by first-year manager Chris O'Neill. 30 games in now. When you wrap up this series, you'll be at the halfway mark of the first half, if you can believe that. So you're a month in. Just what have been your overall impressions on a very successful team to start?
Yeah, Luke, thanks for having me. And it has been an absolute blast with this group, and it's flying by faster than I could have anticipated. But it's been an absolute joy showing up to every park that we've been at, especially at home, and getting the opportunity to work with the players, work with the staff. It's been phenomenal.
Asked you this a few weeks ago, said you needed some time, but got the chance to experience a lot of different things now in pro ball. First couple ejections for you, which is a rite of passage. We don't need to know any more about that, but what have you maybe learned about yourself in this first month as a manager?
Yeah, I've learned a lot. The ups and downs, you know, how to win, how to take your losses while still remaining consistent every day. And certainly, you know, being in the fight with the guys as much as you can without playing in the game is something that's important, because we have such a together clubhouse. We have such a together staff, and you know, the guys are really important to me. The staff's really important to me, and so it's one of those deals where it's a part of the territory, I guess.
Talking about that togetherness a little bit, you're at a point in the year where you're getting some transactions. Finally, guys are going to the IL. You've called some guys up from the FCL. What sorts of things have you guys done as a staff, and maybe the players as well in that clubhouse, to kind of keep the continuity and the camaraderie going with new additions?
Yeah, I think it's one of my favorite things to do is just welcome guys into our clubhouse, welcome them to our group, and share with them that we have something really special going on, and that the foundation of everything that we're going to do is enjoy the moments, enjoy the relationships, and invest in each other. And I think when guys hear that, and then more than anything, they start to feel that immediately, it helps them to adjust really well. I mean, we've done a couple things to welcome guys in, and it's been a lot of fun, and not just limited to the players. It's expanded to the coordinators and people that come in to visit with us. So when I say that we have a good time and have some fun, we really do.
What's it been like having a lot of different guys from all over the place in the Nationals organization, whether it be the big league team or the FCL people or throughout the minor league ranks, visiting and getting to work with your guys again after they work with them during the spring?
It's been amazing. It's one of those things where they come in and I'm inviting them multiple times to come into the dugout and experience this group. And because to just be here to work with them and then maybe have an arm's length during the game, to me, doesn't give them the full experience of how special the clubhouse and the group is. So it's one of those things where when they're in the dugout, they finally get to feel everything that we've been enjoying for this first month. And so I think they all walk away being really excited about what the staff is doing with the players, and then certainly being really excited with the players and how they've embraced everything that we throw at them.
What have you noticed about kind of the age gap in this level that's been unique? Because you have college guys here, you have high school guys here, so it's kind of a unique level where you've got a bunch of 18-year-olds and a bunch of 24, 25-year-olds. What have the interactions been like between those groups?
Yeah, I think it's been great. I think there's a lot of learning moments from, you know, the older group to the younger group, and then certainly from the group that's younger to the older guys. And so I think it's one of the things that does make the clubhouse a little bit more unique, but with that common thread of having a good time, having fun, and being together. They're all here for two things. They want to find themselves developing. They want to find themselves winning baseball games. And to be able to overhear some of the conversations, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of laughable moments. But more than anything, it's when you can keep those common threads the same. I think that's what creates that togetherness, no matter what the age gap is.
Last thing for you. Wildest travel experience here over these first few road trips? You slept in your office, right?
I did. I think I was Tuesday into Wednesday in Salem. Wasn't ready to go. Felt like I needed to prepare a little bit more and get everything organized for the next day. And it was hands down the best night of sleep that I've gotten so far this season.
True baseball guy sleeping in his office. Chris, thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Luke. I appreciate it. That's fun.